Hello, I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on CertCIO.com. An EPA report warning of the rising energy toll for running the nation's data centers is getting high marks from industry vendors who praised the study as a thoughtful look at a complex issue. But initial reaction from some analysts is the report uncovers little that isn't already in the public domain, and it squanders an opportunity to give IT organizations a detailed roadmap, including meaningful incentives for solving a major problem. Rakesh Kumar, an analyst at research consultancy Gartner, said that the tax incentives are marginal and there should be some threat of legislation in the report. And he said that most smart organizations are already doing what is recommended in the report. One of the main findings of the 133-page report is that if current trends continue, energy consumption for U.S. data centers and servers will nearly double by 2011 to more than 100 billion kilowatts per hour, costing the public and private sector $7.4 billion annually and requiring an additional 10 power plants. Kumar said, according to Gartner estimates, 4% to 7% of IT budgets on average go to energy. If I'm the head of a large organization and I see a part of my budget almost doubling in the next 5 years, he said, and that it may rise even more because it's dependent on global energy prices, I have to start taking prudent action. This is a major problem, and companies will do something irrespective of this report. The EPA report, published August 2nd, was developed in response to Public Law 109-431, which was passed by Congress to assess current trends in energy use and costs of U.S. data centers and servers, and to outline ways to improve their energy efficiency. Digital workspace provider RingCube Technologies, a Santa Clara, California-based startup and one of Gartner's 2007 Cool Vendors in PC Technologies, added to its cool factor this week, launching a business version of its Mojo Pack. The software enables computer users to access a digital image of their desktop files, applications, settings, and security policies through a USB 2.0 memory device. The untethering of the corporate desktop from the hardware that runs it promises to get companies out of the business of provisioning PCs, an expensive proposition for organizations with large distributed workforces, and allows employees to do business securely from any computer with a USB port. In fact, the digital desktop does not even have to be carried around. In one version of the new offering, the user's workstation is streamed to the host computer over the internet. Analysts familiar with MojoPack say the innovative technology moves companies closer to a workplace reality where employees move seamlessly between personal and corporate work, and computing lives are not tied to a piece of hardware. Electronic discovery is viewed by most businesses as a form of litigation insurance, a means of satisfying the information demands of litigators and government regulators in a timely and cost-effective fashion. This only makes sense, as no company wants to suffer potential multi-million dollar judgments or regulatory penalties. More and more corporate IT executives, however, are beginning to use e-discovery internally for a different purpose, to fill the increasingly complex and costly internal information needs of their own end users. E-discovery products use data classification and search techniques that vendors claim are far more sophisticated than simple keyword searches used in most archiving systems, and even powerful web search engines like Google's. The results are better organized corporate data and more accurate search results. Law firm Brian Cave, for example, uses e-discovery tool MindServer to classify information associated with a particular legal matter or project and place it in a repository that's accessible to the team on an ongoing basis and easy to find with a search tool. Another important e-discovery component is the ability to classify information that was generated outside structured database and document management systems. Once classified, preset policies can be used to determine how and how long information is stored and which security parameters are applied. Information can also be associated with and pushed out to different projects and groups of knowledge workers via a web portal. In addition to enabling IT organizations to better manage information across the enterprise, e-discovery also leads to major savings in hardware costs and IT man hours. Also this week, be sure to check out our supercast on data backup and recovery for CIOs and an IT business strategies tip on the security and compliance challenges of corporate wikis. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on CertCIO.com. I'm Associate Editor Jeff Kelly, and thanks for listening.